The window between brilliance and collapse. I was admitted in the middle of the night, but they wouldn't let me in until the morning, so we sat in the lobby for hours, just vibing under fluorescent lights while my brain kept short-circuiting. It's a nice lobby, but still, weird. Intake took forever too, and the whole time I'm thinking I am going to do whatever these people tell me to do. I still had faith in the system. Is that crazy or what? Now, obviously, I had no clue what was really happening, and neither did they. I mean, I had a constriction in my inferior vena cava that was sending back pressure through my kidneys, reversing some kind of electrical signaling between a couple of vessels near the renal system. The result is cross signals, basically telling my brain the exact opposite of what it should have been hearing about fluid retention. And on top of that, my kidneys were failing to process the larger electrolytes. But how could anyone know that? They didn't know. I didn't know. Nobody did. And honestly, that's not my job, you know? Then we went inside, and I had my first interview with a mental health professional. They took me in, and I sat in that bland little room while they went over the paperwork. I was holding it together, just barely. I kept telling them I hadn't slept in 2 weeks. My pupils were blown wide open. This is an interesting phenomenon. Evidently, if you stay awake long enough, the muscles that control your pupil dilation get tired. Eventually, they just stop. They would constrict when the examiner shined a light into my eye, but then they would spring right back to fully dilated. They thought it was interesting, but they didn't ask about the burning in my gut or the gallons of water I'd passed or how I felt like my kidneys were on a light switch flipping between flood and drought every few hours. I'm sure anything I said did not sound grounded in reality. I got in by dinner time. We had left for Tulsa the previous day in the evening. Processing took past lunchtime, so I couldn't eat until dinner. It had been 2 days since I had eaten anything. I think they gave me a pack of cookies in the office. 2 days, some cookies. Ain't life grand. After an initial exam, I waited some more. Finally, they showed me in. Yeah, they. Evidently, all 5'7" and 150 pounds of me needed two healthy young bucks to flank me like I was Hannibal Lecter. I remember thinking, do they think I'm going to bolt? I could barely walk straight as they led me through the exterior, but still secure, gardens into the main building. It is a weird feeling being locked in, even when it is of your own volition, knowing that you gave them the key. That walk was memorable. For one thing, my shoes were loose because I had no shoelaces. That's right, no shoelaces inside. We were outside, but inside. And as they led me past one window, I could see workout machines inside. In a completely oblivious way to my actual situation, I commented out loud, "Hey, I want to use those if I'm allowed." I finally made it all the way inside after lunch. I knew my body needed fuel, and I was determined to get some. I asked, and they brought me an apple. 2 days, some cookies, and one apple. Now we meet my villain. Should I change his name? Sure, we will call him Dr. Nakamoto. That name sounds kind of malevolent. Plus, it ties to an entity every Bitcoiner like me knows. Dr. Nakamoto was a young psychiatrist, but somehow he was in charge of my portion of this mental ward. Let's be honest, that's what it was. We had an initial interview. He asked me if I heard voices, if I saw things, if I thought I was supernatural, crazy shit mostly. He also read 5 words to me as he started. When he was finished, he asked me the words. Even then, I had no idea where they came from, but they popped right out of my mouth without a pause between his question and the last word I spoke. Not bad for the state I was in at that point. I tried to explain all the crazy stuff that had been going on in my life, but let's review. We've been through a bit so far, and none of it really makes sense on the surface. Having a non-medically trained punk-ass 26-year-old try to explain all that stuff, well, that goes right into the bin, I'm sure. Psychiatrists hear crazy stuff all the time. Just put it in the crazy bin. Anyway, Dr. Nakamoto told me he thought I was extremely intelligent. Always nice to hear, but yeah, I didn't think I was an idiot. And that I might be bipolar. He explained it had to do with electrolytes and could lead to psychotic breaks and that he could fix me up. I needed lithium. Summary of diameters, approximate. Lithium, Li, 304 picometers. Sodium, Na, 372 picometers. Potassium, K, 454 picometers. Notice lithium is the smallest. I had more than enough chemistry in college to know what that was. Lithium is right above sodium on the periodic table of elements. That means it is similar but different from sodium. For one thing, it is smaller, at least the last time I checked. The theory behind what lithium does for the bipolar or manic depressive subject is to preferentially replace the sodium in cells and be difficult to push out. Somehow, this changes how impulses are transmitted through the body or brain. Yeah, maybe so. It was a theory the last time I looked. Now, here is yet more commentary on our medical system. It isn't really science a lot of the time. Some of it is, but sometimes, especially with medications, they just know something helps a condition and then they only have theories as to why it helps. Basically, they don't understand the low-level impacts and how those impacts cascade to create other impacts to make something better. Do you know why? The reason is that biology is really complicated. You think brain or movement or pain, but what's really going on is an incredibly complex chemical system with wiring connecting all the major components and tissues and electrolytes, chemicals, and hormones controlling what gets sent along those wires from one cell to the next or even within a cell itself. Here, we once again have Occam's razor. Remember what I said? The most likely scenario was that I was bipolar, so lithium was the button to push. He told me he would have a formal interview with me in the morning, and I went back to the common area just in time for dinner. I had not even met any of the other crazy people. That's what I thought in my head. I'm sane, but these people, not so much. It wasn't really like that at all, but I was the new guy. Things changed at dinner. Ready? Here we go again. Dinner was the turning point. I hadn't eaten a real meal in over 2 days, and when I finally did, I went at it with gusto. In places like that, they make you read the warning labels on the drugs they give you. At least it felt like they were making me read the warning label. They hand it to you. Lithium said a couple things on it, but what I connected with was it said not to take it after recently being rehydrated. Now, that doesn't exactly say don't take it if you are hyponatremic, but in my mind, it was pretty close. But I knew I wasn't bipolar. I knew that this series of events had cascaded and resulted into something. What, I didn't know, but something was seriously wrong with me physically. That's why I went at it with gusto. I was going to fight. I decided to eat competing electrolytes at dinner. I had salty chips, regular soda with sugar, milk, a banana, an orange, and anything else I could cram down. I remember sitting at the table with some of my cellmates. It really did give me that feeling. And trying to explain, I hadn't slept for 2 weeks and they thought I was bipolar. I figured I might as well make small talk. Something hit me like a drug. Within minutes, I felt drunk. That's the best word for it. Uncoordinated, warm, disconnected. I looked around at the guys at the table and tried to figure out if they drugged everybody's food or just mine. And then it hit me. I had to go right then. So I excused myself from the table, leaving my plate there, and went to take care of that problem. Man, I'm nice to you. I started going, and just when I thought I was done going, it started over. I'm not joking. This is actually something I had to adjust to over time, much later, but for now, this was weird. Basically, made me need to go again, or more. I had no idea what was going on. Afterwards, I was a little less drunk feeling, but still feeling loopy, so I went to my little private room to hide.